Guys, so I've got this girl who's always interrupting me. And since it is her life's pleasure and joy to interrupt me, I'm like, you know what, girl? I want to give you a slot, an entire Friday where you get to interrupt me.
Yes.
So on Friday, we bring to you producers...
Yes.
Okay.
So it's basically like a producer's cast. Like I always interrupt Bumi. Every time we shoot, like I ask her stuff or we talk about things. So we're like, hey, let's just do it here.
Let's just do it here. Yeah. So from Friday, you can expect on podcast. Mm-hmm. And are we putting it on YouTube?
We'll see. You guys will tell us.
But yeah. Definitely on membership.
Yes. Definitely. Let's go.
We need to get the board.
The director's board. I thought about this random thing.
Okay.
When I was walking into your house, I always take your bananas.
Yes, you do! You finish all my bananas!
I actually finish all your bananas. But today I was like, does Bubi always say, yo, upreza katama banana? I was just thinking about it. Am I crossing a boundary or am I just taking the bananas because I'm used to taking them? Like, do you think people actually respect that in people's houses because we're close?
Yeah.
And... I just feel free. I feel at home.
Yeah.
And I take your banana.
That's such a good question. So I didn't realize that you finished them
until now.
But like, I know like I buy like bananas at least twice a week because everybody just eats them like nobody's business. However, I don't think it's a boundary crossing. So here's why. So you know what would be annoying?
What?
If you came into my house and expected me to like dish up for you and make you a meal. Like that, I'd just be like, praise. I don't think you should come anymore because it feels like too much admin. But if you're coming in and you know where the food is, you know where the fridge is, and you grab for yourself, then it's fine. It's like you are at home. However, I do have certain things that I wouldn't appreciate you taking.
Like
don't take my bottle of sparkling water.
Yes, that I know.
Yeah.
Do I?
No, I don't think you've ever taken my water. Like, don't take my bottle of sparkling water.
Yes.
And what else? That's literally it.
I think so.
And my eggs. And then don't make my eggs.
You allow me to make food.
Yeah.
So, but my thing is, I thought about it because I remember, you see how you're giving me the space to do so.
Yeah.
So in high school, and my heart is still broken, actually.
Okay.
In high school, we had these friends and I was so free with them. So when like, now I might have food.
Yeah.
You
have to speak English. We've got international people. English.
See, I've never been here. So you guys must tell me, please speak
English.
And I will speak it. So in high school,
I
wasn't that kid who always had like a lunchbox.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. I
did just you get didn't pocket like money? It.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I used to, like, they used to sell nice things there by the tuck shop.
Okay.
And my friends and I used to share food.
Okay.
So now I got used to that. And now I used to ask for food, but not like, I don't need banana. But every time,
can I have? That's so annoying.
You see? But now I didn't think it was annoying because I was like, this is what we do. Oof. And now they stopped eating in front of me. Right? And then I was like, people are being weird.
Yeah.
But also, just to clear it out, this is not my best friends, Gwen and Olivia. They were always my
not Gwen and Olivia.
No. It was like extended your other friends.
Yeah.
So now I went to them and I'm like, hey, you guys are big distance. And then someone told me, what's he?
Oh my gosh. So you were that girl who like, we can't eat in front of her because she's going to want to
talk to you. It became that. Oh. But I didn't think it would be that. So that's why I'm just asking, like, in your friendships, in your family's home, like your sister gets married and stays by their house, things change. How you guys used to be when you were staying at your mother's house is not the same.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to understand like those little things because sometimes that could break a friendship. That could break...
It can. Something. I mean, if you're in high school, I think it can. But when you grow up, you kind of learn... No, you're right. It can break relationship because I think outside of food, it's just how I like things around my house. Like there's people who are comfortable who get to your house and put their feet on the couch.
Yes.
And then there's people who's just like, that is just disrespectful. And there's people who's like, I want you to feel
at home.
I want you to feel at home. But speaking on everything you're speaking, I thought of something. It's important as an adult to learn to read the room.
Okay.
So meaning... I think when you do the work on yourself, like, and you grow emotionally, this wasn't supposed to be deep.
all started with a banana.
But when you do the work, it's needed. When you do the work on yourself, you learn to, it's like people call it, you feel energies and you feel vibes. Yes. And it's called reading the room. Like, I think when you learn to read the room, you know when you get to a place and people don't feel comfortable around you. And then you need to adjust yourself. It's not that they hate you, but maybe there's something, like watch people's facial expressions when you do something. Watch how they respond to you. So it's a life skill to read the room. Even in the workplace, wherever you are, like if you're in a meeting and everybody goes awkward when you talk too much, maybe read the room. Or if every time you eat a banana, I maybe look at you sideways or I make a joke, no joke, read the room.
I think that's how people express it, though. Yes, that's how people express their uncomfortability.
Yes, their discomfort. Yes.
So they'd be like, I now salute la banana.
Exactly.
And now...
It's like, read the room.
Yes, so now if you don't pay attention to that comment...
Yeah.
You come back and you're always and you eating do it the again. Bananas. And now it's like how, babes.
Exactly. And eventually people will be like, they have to choose themselves. And it's just like, well, now I have to hide my bananas every time praise is here.
Now that sucks. You see?
Yeah, because now you're going to wonder how, I'm so hard on my banana. Don't you eat bananas? So.
That's how people, Osha, like then, you know, when you visit someone's house and every time you come there you want to eat food now they tell you time is gonna come at 5 so Pagana was
we're not eating until she's leaving.
So I think boundaries is another thing.
Boundaries,
like,
is important.
It is also, maybe you're right, it's not boundaries, but also understanding, we have this conversation a lot, understanding the next person, understanding how they do things, how they are, what are they comfortable with. Like, yes, I know we're close, yes, I know I can speak whatever, say whatever to you, but I need to know where to stop.
Read the room. And it serves, like, I think any relationship without boundaries is doomed to fail. That's including a relationship with yourself. Including a relationship with you have to have boundaries with yourself. Like, if you don't have a boundary of I sleep 8 hours, you can just sleep for 10-12 hours and you waste your life away. It's a boundary that that's you put, so that I have to sleep at 10. Yes, I want to watch The Fixer all night, but I have to be up at 6. That's a boundary that I put for myself.
You set for yourself.
Like, I don't have my mom telling me go to bed.
Yes.
I have to have that boundary. Or if I have a family member who comes to my house and maybe they comment badly on my children, I have to put that boundary
For sure.
And say, this person's no longer welcome here, because what at the end, I might be making her feel comfortable by continuing to come and not saying anything, but what happens to my child in 10-12 years time?
That's true.
Like, is it worth it? Is it worth it for you to not respect your own personal boundaries? Is it worth it for you to not do what you said you're gonna do? Because now it feels good to continue.
So hard.
I know, but what's harder is being a person who 5-10 years down the line you kept on dismissing your boundaries, you kept on disrespecting yourself. Yeah.
No, you're right. And but it's a challenge, because I think I haven't been setting boundaries for myself. Because how many times have
you think?
I think I know.
Yeah.
Now that you've mentioned it,
yeah,
I should stop telling you stuff, because I feel like this was for me. I said I don't sleep at 10 and no, I want to sleep at 10.
It wasn't for you. But listen, but also boundaries have to work for you, because if your genius moment is evening,
that is so true,
then use that. So don't base your boundaries based off me, because at night, like now, like my time's clicking now, like I'm almost good, my brain's almost switching off, but at 4-5 in the morning I am sharp.
Oh my god, we were so happy when, so backstory, we're just like talking about ourselves to someone else, and Boomer was just like talking about the team and saying, Praise is this kind of person, Praise is us, Ney is this kind of person, Tati is this kind of person. And we were like, oh my god, this person understands us.
Yeah.
And then I spoke about it, I'm like, she knows I'm a midnight person.
Yeah.
That made me happy.
And it's nice. And I get you.
Nice.
And but that's the whole point of reading the room and understanding your people. I don't want you to be like me.
Yes. 100%.
And you don't want me. It won't work. But it's important that we accommodate each other. So don't wake me up at midnight because you're having a good time.
I was so happy when you were in London and you answered like 12:35 my time. I'm like, oh my gosh, girl, let's go.
Yeah, I guess read the room.
Yeah.
And reading the room comes with boundaries.
True. And have man, have love. Have, I don't know, just understand people. Understand you. It's so easy to gel with people. It's so easy to understand. It is.
Okay.
It is. And you know what I'm saying? It is. Someone, oh my God. This was supposed to be 2 minutes, by the way.
We're shutting down. We're almost done.
So, there's a video I saw on friendship, right?
Okay.
And then this girl was just talking about, you need to respect my time. You need to respect, you need to die. I'm like this, I'm like that. And then someone reposted and said, as Mantola Imaik, you just say whatever.
Okay.
And then they said, when you have a friend, right? And you know the kind of person that they are, as much as you can understand that, okay, cool. Bumi loves her coffee. Like, no, is that a good example? I tend to make terrible examples. But understanding what I mean is, as much as you can understand your friend,
yeah.
Like, don't say, I'm not going to be friends with you anymore because you wake up at 6 and it doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Understand that Bumi wakes up at 6.
Yeah.
So I have to accommodate her.
Yes.
As much as you can say, iyang hlupa, but accommodate
the person. Bumi.
Don't say, this friendship won't work because you wake up at 6 and I wake up at 9.
Yeah.
No.
But I think there's two ways of it. One, as an adult, you get to choose your friends.
Yeah.
And if you're, we all have things, right? Yeah. I have my things, which I don't think people appreciate. You've got your things that people.
No, for sure.
But it's important that I choose people. That when I choose you, with your things, I can at least accommodate those things. There's certain people where there's things where I just don't have the emotional capacity to handle. So that's then why so would true. You want to make that person your person because you're going to keep breaking them? So self-awareness is knowing that I can handle 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I can't. And to make sure that you flourish, I flourish.
Yeah.
Rather we give each other the space. But that's it true. Becomes tricky when we make friends and relationships with people who have parts of this of themselves that we are not emotionally capable of accommodating. Because in friendships, we make room and compromises and accommodations for each other. You're not just going to come with my list. It's 80, it's 80-20, but I need to be able to handle your 20. And you need to be able to handle my 20. And and there's people whose 20 I'm just not willing to handle. And there's people whose 20 I can say, hey, look, I love you enough. This 20 is worth it.
And it's so good that you're saying that, because after that video, I was like, because there's a certain friendships that I had to let go of. And some are like people I grew up with.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But then I was like, am I not putting too much effort in this? Because the one thing we were complaining about was I don't reach out to them a lot. I don't call a lot. I'm always busy and whatnot. Then I started doing it.
Yeah.
But then they don't do it back. So now it's dependent on me.
Yeah.
And I stopped eventually because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I being a bad friend for not trying again?
Yeah.
But honestly, I am tired.
Yeah.
Because I don't receive the same thing that you kind of complained about.
It's growth, my darling.
I'm happy I'm growing.
It's growth and it's uncomfortable. And it's everything. But you... We figure it out. I won't even say you. We figure it out. We get it. And I talk to my mom and I talk to Aunt Gail and my other older friends. And you realize we're all on the same journey and it's a cycle. And it's going to keep happening. But growth, self-awareness, boundaries, and read the room.
Yeah, boy. That's how we end today's producer's cards. I'm glad I interrupted.
I love your interruptions.
Thank you.
All right.
That's it.
That was fun.
It was.